I want to share with you an incredible story that actually comes from today's daf. The Gemara Maseches Shabbos, daf Peches Amud Aleph, is speaking about the incredible narrative of Sinaitic revelation, the story of Kabbalah Satorah, all of the miracles. So in the middle of this Gemara, the Gemara records a story about a tzaduki. The tzadukim were a sect of Jews who did not believe in Torah Shebaal Peh, in the oral law, the oral tradition. They only believed in Torah Shebichsav, the written law. And so the story is told that there was a certain stuki who observed the great sage Rava. Rava was learning, and the image the Gemara paints is that he was sitting like on his fingers, and he must have cut his fingers on something, and his fingers were bleeding. But he was so engrossed in his learning that he did not even pay attention. He didn't even know what was happening. And this tzaduki sees this and goes over to Rava and essentially says, Rava, you're a fool. You're a fool. Your ancestors are fools. Because, you know, your ancestors, when they stood at the base of Mount Sinai and God comes and tells them about the Torah, what do they say? Na'aseh v'nishma. We will do and we will listen. Says the tzaduki, that makes no sense. No, you never say na'aseh v'nishma. You never say we'll do and we will listen. That's not the way to do it. You say nishma v'na'aseh. Let's hear what it is that this thing called Torah is all about, and then we'll do. And you, Rava, you're the same way. You're sitting, you're learning is very beautiful, but your fingers are cut, you're bleeding all over the place, and you're totally oblivious. You guys, you Jews, you're just not attentive. You're just not attentive. You don't do things in a normal way. Rava looks at the tzaduki and he says something that he's going to quote to you. He says, Anan disaninan bishleimusa. He says, we serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we serve God, bishleimusa, with a complete devotion. And my friends, listen to what Rashi says. Rashi says, kederech ha'oseh me'ahava. We serve Hashem with love. And therefore, v'samachnu alav shelo yit'anenu b'davar shelo nuchal na'amod ba. And because we love God, and we believe that God loves us, we believe that God will never saddle us with a responsibility that we can't handle. Do you know why, says Rava, we said na'aseh v'nishma? We said na'aseh v'nishma because if God is offering it to us, and if God is bringing Torah to our doorstep, why would God ever offer us something we can't handle? God knows us better than we know ourselves. God knows our strengths. God knows our shortcomings. So if HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to us, here is the Torah, what am I going to say? Let me read the fine print. You know, give me a couple of days. Let me show it to my attorney. I'll show it to my accountant. We'll go over it. We'll get back to you with some ideas. If God tells you, here it is, and I believe that God loves me, and therefore would never saddle me with a responsibility that is too great, never saddle me with a burden, shoulder me with a burden that is too great for me to carry, then of course I say yes. It's not a lack of responsibility. It's not a lack of thoughtfulness. It's just reflective of the belief in the love, or I should say, reflective of my belief that God has incredible love for me. You know, we often say in life that God never gives you a challenge you can't handle. And I think that unfortunately, sometimes that phrase is a bit too misused or overused. And as a result, in the ears and in the hearts and souls of many, it has become trite and maybe even some doubt if it's actually true. But my dear friends, it might be trite and it may be overused, but it's unequivocally true. If I believe that Hashem loves me, which hopefully we all believe, then at the end of the day, He never gives me something I can't handle. If He gives me a bracha, if He gives me a blessing, it means that Hashem believes in me to use that blessing in the right way. Because you know, many times we misuse our blessings. Many times we squander our blessings. Many times we think that our blessings are just for us and we forget that HaKadosh Baruch Hu allows us often to be the custodians of greatness, beauty, and bounty to benefit others. Kadosh Baruch Hu never gives me a bracha unless, of course, He knows I could do something good with it. And conversely, Kadosh Baruch Hu never gives me a challenge that is going to sink me. He never gives me a challenge that is going to break me. Now, that doesn't mean that in the midst of difficulty and adversity, I don't feel like I'm going to break or I don't feel like I can do this. We're human beings. But says Rava to the Tzaduki, Kadosh Baruch Hu loves me. So by definition, He never gives me something I can't handle. And this should be something we should take with us each and every day. Again, as we said, if you have a bracha, Kadosh Baruch Hu never gives you a bracha that you can't do something great with. And if we're struggling with different things in life, just remember, Hashem never gives you circumstances that will break you. He may give you circumstances that are difficult. He may give you circumstances that are trying. He may give you circumstances which are overwhelming and from which you, circumstances in which you say, I don't know how I can do this. But in those moments, close your eyes and remember that as much as you love HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Ribono Shel Olam loves you even more. And if He loves you as much as you think He loves you, He loves you even more than that. And therefore, again, there's no such thing as a burden, adversity, or blessing that will break me or that I can't handle. Halavai should be zocha mi'artz Hashem to internalize this idea, internalize this lesson, and may it give us strength in times of blessing and in times of challenge. Wishing everyone a wonderful day.